This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Thank you for downloading this Cook the Perfect podcast. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
First, though, this morning, our Cook the Perfect series is back. And today, I'm very happy to say, it's that mainstay of the modern British kitchen, chicken curry. And we have gone straight to the top on this one because we have with us this morning the planet's most successful TV chef, Sanjeev Kapoor. Sanjeev, good morning.
Good morning.
That's quite a big build-up. You are the planet's most successful TV show.
I don't know anything about that. I just cook for a living. That's what I do.
But how many millions of people watch your TV shows in India?
I don't count them, but yeah, I don't know.
I bet your agent does.
Millions.
And then you've got websites.
Yes.
There's all the books.
That's
and
right.
You are a TV chefing legend.
People say so, but yeah, as I said, I just cook for a living. That's it.
What are you going to make for us today, then?
I have this beautiful Kerala curry chicken, a tongue twister. It's a lovely dish. It has a tenderness of fresh coconut, but yet spicy. And it's really interesting. I have spent some time in Kerala filming, shooting, and I have stayed there. So I really love this. And if you want to try the name?
Can you do it first?
It's Kori Varta Kolambu.
Yeah, and it is authentic. Kerala's do sit down and eat this.
Of course, yeah. All the time.
Now, you are not from Kerala.
No, I'm not.
And where are you from, actually?
Actually, I'm from north, but now for the last 20 years, I'm in Mumbai.
Okay. And Kerala, we forget how huge India is. Kerala is hundreds of miles away from
Mumbai.
It is.
Actually, it's from Mumbai, it'll be a little over 2 hours' flight. So it is really far. And But I think in Kerala, it's called as God's own country. It's so beautiful, from people to food to everything. I think if you've not been to Kerala, you have to go there.
And the key difference between the sorts of food cooked regularly in Kerala and what might be prepared in Mumbai, what are those differences?
Actually, it's just the ingredients are primarily the same, but the combination, the uniqueness is in the blends and combinations that you would have. So if we see India, it has coast on three sides, west, south and east. So that is actually not very different, but north and on Kashmir to Punjab to Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, all that is very different. So on the coast, it's rice eating, a lot of coconut. But up north, it's wheat. That is, though wheat is grown more, the popular one, basmati, is grown in north, which is strange. But yeah, in terms of, because it's coastal, so you would see a lot of seafood there. North, only river fish that you would get.
How do we know then that what you're cooking today is distinctly Kerala?
Okay, if we see in this, the uniqueness that you would have is that it would take onions, it would take tomatoes, it has coconut, and it also has tamarind. So now this kind of combination is unique. So let's say if I was cooking in western coast, so tamarind would not be used. We would use another tangy ingredient, which is kokum. which is a fruit, tangy fruit. North, we would use only tomatoes or yogurt to give that tanginess. So each part has its own uniqueness. Kerala people would also cook in coconut oil. So, or after cooking, they would add some fresh coconut oil to it.
Now, the temptation in this country, for a start, we've increasingly brilliant Indian restaurants just
sure.
about everywhere.
That's
and the temptation is to go there if you can afford it, get a takeaway, or even buy, heaven forbid, a ready meal.
Mm-hmm.
But the beauty of this dish you're cooking now is the ingredients, the list of ingredients isn't too long. It's not going to put people off, is it?
That's correct.
So basically, what have we got in there?
We started with some oil and cinnamon and fennel seeds. Fennel seeds gives us nice edge with the sweetness. And then we added some onion and tomatoes, and then some fresh ginger and garlic ground, and some turmeric, which makes a curry, and coriander powder, which is again really essential. And then we added some chili powder to it. And followed it up, cooked it for some time, and then added chicken to it.
The scent is overwhelming. I mean,
it is. Actually, it's
extraordinary.
It is. And one thing I must mention is something which is really unique here is the curry leaves, fresh curry leaves we added into this.
Yeah, and again, actually, you can buy fresh curry leaves in just about every supermarket in the land.
Which is actually, in this part of the world, what is good is that you can buy all ingredients that we would use in India, which is very encouraging. And actually, it's fun to cook here because at times the quality of ingredient is better here.
Is it true, I couldn't believe this, but that you, increasingly in India, people will cook pasta with spices?
Oh, yes.
That happens, does it?
It does, it does. And it's not just pasta. So noodles, for instance, the number one SKU which instant noodle companies sell, 95% of it is masala noodles. 95% is masala noodles. So that's a reality.
Yeah, I just, for some reason, probably just me, I couldn't imagine penne, for example.
Why not? Italians eat it all the time. Arrabbiata.
I suppose, yeah, you're right. That's got chili in it,
hasn't it? Yeah, lots of chili.
Okay, so how many more minutes does that need to cook? Because I noticed you chopped the chicken. It's chicken breast, isn't it? And you chopped it.
Oh, actually, I've
small.
Used whole chicken in this. And ideally, I would like to use a smaller bird, maybe 800 grams. Cooks, and we would never use skin in our cooking.
Why no chicken skin?
Oh, actually, I think initially it started with the hygiene thing, the way birds are butchered earlier. But I think now it's good, less fat.
The people who watch your TV shows, are they people who genuinely cook?
Oh, actually, yes. I've just launched my own TV station called Food Food. And what we've been seeing is that the kind of shows that we have there, people actually want to learn. So majority of India is still people who want to learn how to cook good food.
But they will have, in the past, perhaps even now, a lot of Indian families will have servants to do that for them, won't they?
Yeah, so at times they would write the recipe for their servants and then tell them, oh, this is the way to do it.
Okay, so they send, the tough stuff is done by other people.
That's
but
correct.
Then sometimes Indian middle class families will pretend they've done it themselves.
Yes and no. So sometimes they would call all, in India we have a word called jhanjat, which is all the pains that are associated with cooking. So all that is done by somebody else and you take the credit.
I'm sure people do delight in taking the credit. I'll come back for a tasting at the end of the program, but Sanjeev, thank you for that.
Thank you.
And the exact recipe for this really beautiful smelling chicken curry is going to be on the Woman's Hour website. All you need to know will be there. And if you're enjoying our Cook the Perfect series, then I need to advise you that on Bank Holiday Monday, we are discussing barbecuing, and we have the definitive guide to barbecuing on Woman's Hour on Monday. Sanjeev Kapoor has been cooking up the perfect Indian curry, chicken curry for us this morning, and it is ready now, Sanjeev.
It is. Very ready.
Yes, and just very briefly outline the spices in this that I'm about to enjoy.
Oh, I think the main flavour is curry leaves, and then we have turmeric, red chili powder, and coriander, fennel seeds. It smells so good.
The smells have been so inviting, and it lives up to the stench, I was going to say.
Yeah.
It lives up to the gorgeous smells. Absolutely beautiful.
Oh, no.
And the chicken is really moist as well. It tastes fantastic.
Yeah.
We have had an email from Debbie who says, I can't see how many your chicken curry will feed. On the website? How many is this?
Actually, this would feed about four people, but if you are very hungry, then one, and if you're not too hungry, six. But typically, all my recipes are meant for four people, four portions.
And what would, in your mind, be the perfect accompaniment to this curry?
Steamed rice, actually.
Steamed rice.
Yeah, and if you can get that from Kerala, nothing like it.
Why? What's so good about the Keralan
version? Oh, actually, the rice is, it's a thick variety, so it soaks in the curry really, really well. So it's a parboiled variety that we use. It's not the basmati that we would eat there.
My inclination now would be to get a great big plain naan and just swipe it all over the plate.
Oh, bread would also work. Baguette would also work.
Baguette?
Try it.
You've gone too far. Sanjeev, thank you very much. Full details on the website.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It will feed four. Lovely to meet you.
For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.